This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. The Union Cabinet has approved the Pradhan Mantri Surya Sarovar Yojana PMSSY for development of floating solar photovoltaic projects with energy storage systems. Addressing media in New Delhi after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the scheme has been approved with a total outlay of 5,070 crore rupees. He said the scheme envisages the development of 5,000 megawatt of floating solar photovoltaic projects with co-located energy storage systems having a minimum storage capacity of 2 hours, totaling 10,000 megawatt hour. In order to strengthen country's energy security and unlock vast offshore potential, the Union Cabinet has given its nod to the National Offshore Exploration Scheme, Samudra Manthan, with an approved outlay of 84,084 crore rupees for implementation up to financial year 2030-31. The Union Cabinet has also given its approval to the continuation of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan scheme from 2026-27 to 2030-31. Mr. Vaishnaw said a total financial outlay of 3.15 lakh crore rupees has been approved for the scheme during the period of 5 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi shared a video carrying a message against abusive language and hate, saying that abuses never solve anything. In the video message posted on his social media handles, Mr. Modi said the country and the world has witnessed what happened at Jantar Mantar, where some mischievous children used very abusive language, words that do not befit any civilized society. Mr. Modi said it is a time to embrace these children and show them the right path.
बचपन में गलतियां होती हैं और बचपन में गलतियों से सुधरने का अवसर भी होता है. एक गुमराह बच्चे हैं, उनको राह दिखाना हमारा काम है. उनको सजा देना, अदालतों के चक्कर कटवाना, समाज में उनको प्रताड़ित करना, इससे हम परिस्थितियां नहीं बदल पाएंगे. मैं उन्हें माफ करना चाहता हूं. समाज भी मेरी इस बात को स्वीकार करे. मैं इन बच्चों को कहता हूं, बच्चों आओ, हम देश के लिए साथ मिलकर के आगे बढ़े. देश बहुत आगे बढ़ रहा है, आगे बढ़ने वाला है, और आपका भी आगे बढ़ना निश्चित हो, यही मेरा सपना है.
Both houses of parliament have been adjourned for the day following opposition uproar over several issues, including alleged police action during students' protest over the NEET issue. When the Lok Sabha met after the first adjournment, the presiding officer Dilip Saikia took up the registration of Births and Deaths Amendment Bill 2026 for consideration and passage. Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai moved the bill amid opposition uproar. The bill was passed in the House amid ruckus without any discussion. Social media company Meta's global team, which has been summoned by the centre after it restricted Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Facebook post, will be questioned on issues around algorithmic bias and their role in public order. Official sources told Akashwani News that Meta's global team is expected sometime in the middle of next week. Meta's global team will be asked to clarify issues around algorithmic bias, how their algorithm operates, and the company's role in public order. The team will also appear before a parliamentary panel. A Delhi court sentenced former Aam Aadmi Party councillor Tahir Hussain and 4 others to life imprisonment for the murder of Intelligence Bureau IB officer Ankit Sharma during the 2020 Delhi riots. Additional sessions judge Praveen Singh pronounced a sentence to all 5 accused after hearing arguments on the quantum. India said the so-called elections in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK, stands as a humiliating rejection of the Pakistani establishment. Briefing media in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said Pakistani establishment continues to unleash ruthless force against peaceful civilians in POJK. He said the crackdown has resulted in the tragic death of over 40 civilians and serious injuries to many. And Indian judoka Asmit Day and Harsh Singh created history by winning judo gold medals for the first time in Commonwealth Games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.